This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Facing a likely roadblock from Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives on aid for Ukraine, President Joe Biden said Wednesday he's planning to give a major speech on the issue and hinted there may be another means to support Kyiv if Congress balks.
It does worry me, but I know there are a majority of members of the House and Senate in both parties who have said that they support funding Ukraine.
Aid for Ukraine has been a source of tension and uncertainty, as several Republicans in the House have severe doubts or openly oppose additional funding to sustain the Ukrainian military. The U.S. House of Representatives remains in historic chaos Wednesday, a day after it booted its speaker out of the job, a first for the House, as infighting in the narrowly divided Republican majority toppled Kevin McCarthy from the position. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Until a new speaker is installed, it's unlikely Congress will take action on bills to fund the government. That legislative halt comes as another government shutdown deadline looms on November 18th. But with Republicans needing a week to choose a new speaker, it would stall talks on government funding. Hard right conservatives like House Representative Matt Gaetz, who called for McCarthy's ouster, were angry over the then speaker's failure to win extremely deep spending cuts in those funding bills.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Italian authorities were investigating on Wednesday the cause of the horrific crash of a bus carrying foreign tourists on the outskirts of Venice, which killed 21 people, including several children, and injured 15 others. The electric bus crashed through the guardrail and off an overpass late on Tuesday. This